Hey everyone, my name is Karen Waxman. I'm the founder of a company called Retail MBA. And today I want to talk about a question that comes up all of the time in my workshops and classes. People always say, Karen, how do I get my product into Apple stores? I love Apple. I have a consumer electronics product and I'd love to sell my product to them. Do you have any tips or strategies or things to consider in regards to working with Apple? And that's what this little video is all about. It's really just to support you in actualizing your dream of getting into retailers such as Apple. So what can I tell you about Apple? Well, everybody loves Apple. Everybody wants to sell to Apple. So the first problem you're going to have is that all of your competitors have this dream and all of them are bum rushing over to Apple to try and get them to sell products, you know, on their behalf. And so the problem with that is if you're getting started and you're kind of new, you know, working with Apple, the problem with that is that everybody else is doing that. And so that really makes it hard for you to get your products in there. They have limited shelf space. And when everybody's kind of trying to do the same thing, it makes it a little hard for, you know, somebody with a new product to try and get in there. Now, I'm not saying that you shouldn't go for it, because you should absolutely go after any retailer that you consider if it makes sense for you and your business. But I'm just telling you that if you reach out to Apple and they kind of turn you down, don't feel bad. All you have to do is go after all the other retailers who sell consumer electronics products, get your products in there, build up your business a little bit, then come back to Apple to show them proof that your products can sell, that your products can make the money and so forth. So that's something to consider. Go for Apple first, but if they reject you, don't feel bad at all, because it just means that all of your competitors are reaching out to them as well. And they really do have limited shelf space. So it's going to have to be pretty magical of your product to get in there. And it's either going to be that it's so interesting or innovative and new and no one else is selling it, or it's that you've been selling it somewhere and, you know, you're actually really grown traction with it and it's making a lot of money. And so it's kind of a no-brainer for Apple to add it to their stores because of the fact that, you know, it's a quick sell and easy sell and so forth. So that's something to consider. If you're just getting started, go for it, but just consider, you know, that as an issue. Now, the other thing to consider is that, you know, Apple sells people's branded products in their stores. So they sell, you know, products with somebody else's brand name. So, you know, if you had a name for your company and you put it on your packaging, that's a branded product. And so Apple does sell products of other people's brands in their stores, but they also have the Apple's own products that they, you know, sell in their stores as well. So the reason I mention that is because that's called private label. So they create their own products, but they also bring in products under their brand name. And that's sometimes called company owned products or private label brands or so forth. So there's different names for this, but essentially it means that you could conceivably reach out to Apple and seeing whether or not they would be open to buying your product under their own brand name. So what that happens, you know, for you is that you will not have your name and your brand recognition, you know, at Apple stores, but they will hopefully potentially buy your product under their company brand name. And so essentially you use their packaging with your product. And if that's the case, you know, they can buy lots of volume and lots of products and so forth. So for those of you who are willing to explore the possibility of doing it kind of white label under their brand name, that could be another potential opportunity for you. And there is a buyer who's responsible for that at Apple. So that's the other thing to consider. Some people are really strong about their brand and they're like, no one's going to touch it. I'm really just going to build that out. And some of you are like, I don't care. I just want to make money. So it might be something to consider whether or not Apple would be open to the possibility of, you know, private labeling your product. So essentially it really just means that you're selling your product to them and they are, you know, making sure that their packaging is on the box. And so you don't really get credit for it, but you kind of do because you're making money. So that's something to consider with Apple. Anyways, I hope that provided value for you. This is Karen Waxman with Retail MBA. Please take a look at the additional retail videos that I create. And if you want to know exactly how to approach, pitch, and sell to retailers like Apple, please take a look at the link below. I have a Retail MBA training program that is powerful, and it will tell you exactly how to do that and how to get started today. Thanks so much.